104.3. Good morning. This is Morning Go.
Everybody's talking at me.
Everybody's talking about it.
You know, I mean, if everybody's talking about it already.
Why is everybody not talking about me for a moment? This is very concerning.
We have a lot to talk about, you know?
We have a lot to discuss.
We need to talk.
Enough talk. Let's get on with it.
Enough talk.
It's time for action.
Yeah, it is time for action. Actually, we're waiting on the phone to ring because Keith Carradine, the actor, yes, is calling in for Coffee with Kane, and I'm super excited that we get to talk to him about this new movie that he has a part in called The Devil and the Daylong Brothers. Now, I watched it. I'm just going to tell you right now, it is a wild ride, and there's music. It's kind of a, it's really hard to, it's like a graphic novel story combined with a musical. It's almost like if Suicide Squad had songs in it. That's kind of what it felt like. Anyway, so I thought while we're waiting for him to call, we would kind of maybe take a clip of the part that involves Keith Carradine.
Ah! You sold our eternal souls for a dive shop gift box?
No, that.
Yeah, for music.
My deal with the devil was to be the greatest blues man ever was. And I soon learned that to play the blues, you gotta live them. To be the best, you gotta live the worst. I must have kept away my heart 1,000 times. Got it broke to pieces just as many. People said I got one over on the devil. But he didn't do nothing except give me exactly what I asked for.
Oh my gosh, it was so good. I can't even tell you how good it was, and I'm really looking forward to you getting to hear from Keith Carradine this morning on Coffee with Kane on B104.
Oh, on the corner.
B104, this is Audra.
Audra, good morning. It's Michael. I have Keith Carradine for you.
Good morning. Thank you.
Here he is.
Hi, Audra.
Oh, good morning. So excited to get to talk to you this morning. And I will
Very
tell
happy to
you. Thanks. So here's the thing. I watched this last night so that it would be fresh on my mind. And
oh, were you able to sleep?
Yeah, I sleep like a stone because I get up at 4 a.m. But it was, okay, I could only, like, I found a description of The Devil and the Daylong Brothers as, like, a roller coaster wild ride. And I thought, that is absolutely it. That is absolutely it. What drew you to this? I mean, like, when you read this script, were you instantly, I'm in?
Well, I was very intrigued when they showed me, they had done a short of a song. They recorded a song basically in the style that this film was going to be made in. And then the idea of a Southern Gothic musical it just piqued my interest big time because I've never heard of that. No one's ever done that.
No.
And then when I read the script and realized what my role was going to be, not a big part, but it's an important one in terms of the story. And, I'm the father of these three young men whose souls I sold to the devil before any of them were born. And the only way they can redeem themselves is to find dear old dad and hold him to account. And so by the time they get to me and I have a song that I sing, it's a musical and all of the characters sing at different points in the telling of the story, which is the conceit of the musical concept. I'd never seen one like this. The music is great, by the way. It's really good music. And this guy, Nicholas Kirk, who composed all the songs and did the score for the film, he's really good. He knows what he's doing. And then Brendan McCormick, who wrote and directed with Nicholas. I think what they've done is absolutely brand new. And if as an audience, as a film goer, you want to see something that isn't something you've seen before, and that's getting harder and harder to find, something as fresh and original as this one. But this is it, man. The Devil and the Daylong Brothers. I know it's streaming. It's on Apple. It's on Fandango. It's on Google Play. You can find it. And if you want to see something new, check it out.
It absolutely is fantastic. The cast is amazing. Rainey Qualley, Brendan Bailey, is it Nyken Robinson?
Nyken Robinson, Brendan Bradley, yeah.
And Jordan Bolden, yes.
Jordan Bolden, I mean, these kids are fantastic. They're just great. Every one of them is a really good singer. And they bring it, man. They bring it. And the performances are every single performance in this film, every character. I mean, it's a very well-made movie. And I'm really proud to be a part of it, especially considering the resources that they had, which were truly bare minimum. Nobody was down there for the money.
No.
Everybody was down there to make something good. And boy, they've really pulled it off, you know. And it was a long time. It took them a long time to get this thing finished. I think we shot 5 years ago.
So, five? Yeah. Did you say 5 years ago?
Correct.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow. So it almost must feel like you're, you know, kind of reliving a little bit of it, because it was a really quick shoot. Am I right?
Well, it was a pretty quick shoot, especially for me. I mean, my part only took a couple of days, you know, but it was a quick shoot. But they all have vivid memories of it not feeling quick at the time, because when you're, you know, when you're working under these conditions, it can be hard. You know, it's physically difficult. Necessity is the mother, as they say, and they had to be very inventive with a lot of things to make it work for the screen on a very low budget. Frankly, after we finished, it was a long time before I heard anything from anybody. I thought, well, I guess we're never going to see that. You just never know. Son of a gun, if they didn't, show up about a year ago and say, well, we're pretty much wrapping it up. We've got a film. We're going to screen it in Atlanta. I didn't get down to be able to see that. I didn't even see the movie until about a month ago, and they sent me a link so that I could stream it. And I was really, really impressed. It's really good. They've done an amazing job.
I was like blown away, because it is, I saw it described as equal parts bold and messy. And I was like, yes, those are the words I'm looking for. Like it still has just blown my mind. And I was so excited to see you as a part of that, because I, along with a lot of our listeners, have been fans of yours for decades. I mean, you started out back in the day in Hair on Broadway, and then, you know, you kind of moved into the Western genre, and you've even done The Big Bang Theory playing Penny's dad. So seeing you back to your musical roots was kind of fun for me.
Well, thank you, Audra. Yeah, it was a welcome opportunity. I've never let go of the music. I've kept writing. I've got songs that are in films that I've recorded, my big lucky break, of course, was Nashville, and I had a song in there that broke out. I got very lucky. But music has always been a part of what I've been doing, and to have the opportunity to incorporate that into another filmmaking experience was just gold.
Your performance, and it was pivotal to the entire story, and I was like teetering on crying and just overwhelmed with how great it was. And you made this movie so much better. I don't know if people say that to you, but your part in it just kind of tied the bow on top of some amazing performances. And I hope that more people tell you that, because I wish that it had been released broadly to theaters, because I feel like it deserved that with how well put together it was. Are you feeling like you want to tell people that as you're doing these interviews?
Well, absolutely. This is an incredibly worthy piece of filmmaking. These kids deserve to be seen. Their work deserves to be seen. And I am immensely proud to be a part of it. I feel as though my contribution works the way the thing was designed, the role that I was given to play, all of that works in terms of the film. And I appreciate your comment that it's the sort of the bow that ties up at the end. And sort of makes it all come to fruition. That's the nature of the role. I'm glad it works that way, but that wouldn't work without everything that happens before.
Oh, and absolutely.
And this is a film that really, really deserves to be seen. I wish it could have gotten a wider theatrical release, but you know, it's a different world now.
Yeah.
And the bottom line is that all of those people out there who want to see something, who want to see something fresh, who want to see something new, and the biggest selling point we have now because of the change of the nature of media in general is word of mouth. That's basically it. And word of mouth can make a hit. And I'm hoping that the word of mouth on this film, that enough people will see it and tell their friends, you got to see this thing. This is, you've never seen anything. You got to see this. I'm hoping that that takes hold, and because these people deserve it.
I agree. And you are deserving of the kudos as well, because a lot of long-term actors and actresses may not always see the beauty in working on a smaller film or even having what might be termed as a smaller role. But you took this to another level with your performance. And it was just so the actors that you were working with, were they as excited to be working with you as you were to be working with them?
Yes, I have to say these kids are great, and they were very excited to have a chance to work with me, and they felt their own sense of accomplishment working with an old vet like myself. So it was absolutely mutual. Yes,
I love that. I love that. All right. Well, I have one last question for you, because we're a classic hits radio station. I got to ask you: Beatles or Rolling Stones?
Oh, that's a tough one, man. I mean, I love the Beatles. I love the Stones.
Yeah.
You know, they're two different bands. And if you want melody, go to the Beatles. You want meat, go to the Stones.
Okay. That's, you know what? That's an answer. A non-choice is still a choice. Keith Carradine, what a pleasure to talk to you. You are a gem, and we are so glad to have you on this morning. And love the film. And we'll spread the word.
Thank you, Audra.
All right. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow. What a great opportunity for us to hear from Keith Carradine. The movie is called The Devil and the DeLong Brothers. You can actually stream it now online. It is so good. Now, granted, this is not a movie for kids. This is definitely a grown-up movie. But it is, the actors and actresses that are in this with Keith Carradine are absolutely amazing. So go check it out. The Devil and the DeLong Brothers. And I will post this interview with Keith Carradine up on our Apple Podcasts and Spotify, Coffee with Kane, by noon today. So you can find the links for Apple Podcasts and Spotify up on our website. Just go to On Air and then click on my face. It'll flip around and give you the links for Apple Podcasts and Spotify, Coffee with Kane, and B104.3.